everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Faith in Everyday Life. This is Christian Channel Global Podcast, and today we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us. Time. Yes, time, that precious, fleeting thing we all seem to never have enough of. You know what I'm talking about, right? Whether it's trying to balance work, family, and personal goals, or just making sure we live with purpose, time is always ticking away. And the Bible has so much to say about how we should use the time we've been given. It teaches us that our time here on earth is limited. And not just limited, but short. So today, let's explore together how we can make the most of our time and why it's so important to do that from a biblical perspective. So, grab your coffee, sit back, and let's get into it. You know, one of the most striking things about time is how finite it really is. The Bible makes that crystal clear. Think about Psalm 144, verse 4, which says, "Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow." I mean, how often do we stop and really think about that? We're like a breath here for a moment, then gone. It's a bit sobering, isn't it? Life can sometimes feel like we have all the time in the world. But James 4, verse 14 reminds us, "What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes." Wow, that's a wake-up call. We don't have an endless supply of time. It's like a vapor that vanishes in an instant. So, the question becomes, how are you using your time? What are you doing with this limited gift? Let's be real. Life isn't just a straight shot from birth to death. We get tired, right? We grow old, our bodies slow down, and we face all kinds of challenges along the way. Even the strongest among us, the ones who seem to have boundless energy, get weary. Isaiah 40 verses 30 to 31 says it plainly, "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength." It's a fact of life, we grow tired. But the beauty of this passage is the promise that our strength can be renewed when we rely on God. So yes, time wears us down, but God's strength can lift us up. This is key as we race against time. Now, I want you to picture something for a second. Imagine you're in a race. Not just any race, but a race where there's a finish line you know is coming, but you can't see exactly where it is. That's life, isn't it? It's this constant movement toward an unknown finish. But here's the thing. It's not just about running. It's about how we run. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, Paul tells us to run in such a way as to get the prize. This means we're not just coasting through life. We're running with purpose. We're running to win, to live in a way that honors God and uses our time wisely. And in Hebrews 12, verse 1, Paul encourages us to run with perseverance the race marked out for us. In other words, we need to keep going even when life gets tough, when we feel like we can't go another step. And let's be honest, life can be hard. You're working, taking care of your family, juggling responsibilities, and sometimes it feels like there's not enough time to do it all. But that's why the Bible calls us to persevere. We don't know when the race will end, but we know that every step we take matters. And this is where hard work comes in. The Bible is big on working hard. I love the passage in Proverbs 6 verses 6 to 8, where we're told to learn from the ant. Have you ever watched an ant? It's always working, always preparing, and never lazy. The ant stores up food, it gets ready for the future, and it never slacks off. In the same way, we're called to be diligent. Colossians 3 verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men." This verse reminds us that no matter what we're doing, whether it's our job, raising kids, or serving others, we should be giving it our all, as if we're doing it directly for God. Imagine how different our approach to life would be if we kept that perspective every day. Here's a powerful scripture for you. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." Now that's motivation. Whether it's big or small, whatever task you have, put your heart into it. Don't hold back. Use your time and energy to do your best. So, let's talk about legacy for a minute. What kind of impact are you leaving behind? Because the reality is, our time here is not just for our own benefit. It's also for the benefit of those around us and for God's kingdom. Jesus himself gave us the Great Commission in Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20, saying, "Go and make disciples of all nations." That's not just a task for pastors or missionaries. It's a call for all of us to make an impact, to leave a legacy that points others toward Christ. We're also reminded in Proverbs 13, verse 22, that a good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children. And let's be clear, this inheritance isn't just about money or property. It's about the values, the wisdom, and the faith you pass on to future generations. How are you spending your time in a way that impacts others? How are you preparing to leave behind something that lasts longer than your years on earth? This brings us to another important point, redeeming the time. In Ephesians 5, verses 15 to 16, Paul tells us to be careful how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. In other words, don't waste your time. Be intentional with how you spend your days. Focus on what really matters: your relationship with God, your family, your calling, and how you can serve others. So, as we wrap up, let's think about this. Time is a gift, and it's one that we're constantly losing. We don't know how much time we have left, but we do know this. We're called to make the most of it. Yes, life can wear us down. We grow weary, we get older, and we face challenges. But with God's strength, we can keep running the race set before us. We can work hard, live with purpose, and leave a lasting impact that goes beyond ourselves. Let's commit to living with eternity in mind. Let's use our time to honor God and make a difference. After all, time is running out, but the impact we leave can last forever. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of Faith in Everyday Life. I hope this message has encouraged you to reflect on how you're using your time and inspired you to make the most of every moment. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave us a review. Until next time, remember, time is precious. So live wisely, work hard, and leave a legacy that honors God.